It'll be at least another 11 months before passports are required at land crossings and ferry terminals. NPR's Martin Costi has been making the trip across the British Columbia-Washington state line.
The 49th parallel has traditionally been one of the world's most low-key borders, and that's still the case here at the checkpoint between British Columbia and Point Roberts, Washington.
Hi.
Hello. Where are you headed now, sir?
All it takes me to get across is a driver's license and a sense of humor.
First thing about the border, when you pull up, they want to know where you were born.
Uh-huh.
Where is that?
I was born in Madison, Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, so cheesehead.
Hey, come on.
This informality may have something to do with the fact that Point Roberts is an accident of geography, a tiny spit of American territory sticking off the western coast of Canada. It's the kind of place where the gas stations display prices in liters, and supermarket cash registers have separate drawers for American and Canadian dollars. Supermarket manager Jay Lewis says most of his shoppers hail from the Great White North.
Because the gas here is cheaper, and many of the groceries are cheaper.
Around here, the border is still little more than a speed bump for Canadians on their way to the store. But Lewis says that'll change if the U.S. starts requiring passports.
Mostly because folks are not going to make that investment to buy a passport just to come over to do a little bit of shopping.
And there's more at stake here than just a little cross-border grocery shopping. In places like upstate New York, there are whole shopping malls dedicated to the Canadian clientele. Some northern hospitals have also come to rely on patients from Canada. So it's no surprise that business interests from Washington to Maine have lobbied Congress to delay the passport requirement at land crossings, much to the frustration of border security hawks like Republican Senator Charles Grassley.
I'll tell you, if there would be another terrorist attack in the United States, even on a tenth of the scale that New York City was, you'd have an outcry, why isn't Congress doing more about this? And the arguments for delay would immediately come to a halt.
Grassley's especially worried by the fact that government investigators testing border security have repeatedly been able to get through the land crossings using bogus driver's licenses.
They were able to cross with false documents or some sort of tall tale. They got waved right into our country.
Documentation is not the issue here.
Ken Opplinger is co-chairman of Business for Economic Security, Tourism, and Trade, a U.S.-Canadian trade group. He says the new rule would have done nothing to stop the 9/11 hijackers. After all, they all had valid passports.
It's going to give us the perception that we're more secure because we're now taking passports only. And it may in the long run do us more harm than good because we may, you know, then decide, well, we are taking passports, we're more secure now, and we're less concerned about some of the other issues that we know will make us more secure here in the States.
For instance, Opplinger says it would do more good to give border agents better access to databases with information about suspected terrorists. Nevertheless, the Bush administration does seem intent on implementing the passport rule. While Congress has pushed the deadline off until 2009, the Department of Homeland Security says it may start requiring passports at land crossings as soon as next January. Outside the Point Roberts grocery store, visiting Canadian Leslie Wilcox says the rule won't stop her from coming to the U.S. She already has a passport, as do 40% of her countrymen. That's compared to only about 25% of Americans. She says American businesses shouldn't worry so much.
Canadians are very rule conscious, and we follow the rules. You just trundle off and go get the paper.
In fact, Canadian passport offices are starting to see long lines of applicants. It seems Canadians have already accepted the fact that visiting the American cousins is more of an international voyage than it used to be. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.